Hey, it's Shalene. Before we get started with today's show, I wanted to tell you that my new book, 131 Method, is now available on pre-order at Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble. The 131 Method book isn't a diet book. It's a book to improve your gut health, to help you balance your hormones, to fix your cravings, to help you lose weight, and to get truly healthy from the inside out, to become an expert at your metabolism and nutrition. This book is a culmination of the last 3 years of research, interviews, assembling a team of the best registered dietitians and integrative health professionals. It's been tested on over 25,000 people before we even released it to the public. I want to help you stop dieting because diets don't work. This book is going to give you the answers that you've been looking for. But bottom line is this: if it were just as simple as knowing what to eat and when to eat and how to eat and when to exercise, we wouldn't have an obesity epidemic in our country. It's more than that. Because if you're going to make these things stick, you've got to change your mindset. That's why when you pre-order the book, I want to give you my mindset coaching program for free. It's a $97 value, but I'm giving it to you as a bonus for pre-ordering the 131 Method. You can start listening to those audio coaching programs today before the book even comes out. And that will help you change everything, not just your health and fitness. When you shift your mindset, you can improve all areas of your life. And it's yours for free when you pre-order the book. All you have to do is go to 131book.com and enter your email address and order number, and you can start listening today. Thank you for ordering my new book, and thank you for prioritizing your health. All right, off to the show. Hey there, welcome to this edition of The Shalene Show.
We are live from Brett Johnson's Mercedes-Benz.
Are you showing off?
No, I want to be sponsored. Oh. My car is up for lease. If there's a Mercedes-Benz dealership out there, wants to hook it up, let's do it.
Wow.
Shameless plug.
This is not the intro I was looking for. Anyways, welcome to The Shalene Show, and this is Car Smart Edition. Thanks for going on a ride with us. I guess we're in the front seat, so you're in the back seat. Put your seatbelt on.
Welcome to The Shalene Show. Shalene is a New York Times bestselling author, celebrity fitness trainer, and obsessed with helping you live your dream life.
So we finished MIA, Marketing Impact Academy.
What is that?
The live event was this past weekend, but it's our online program that teaches entrepreneurs everything they need to know about marketing and business and getting their message out and how to make
it. You are so peppy tonight.
We just got done working out, which is very odd for me to work out at night.
Yeah. I feel like you've gone to the Brock Johnson School of Broadcasting.
Well,
I've
been hanging out with like all these podcasters last night.
You're right.
Every single person that we met last night has a podcast. Our whole dinner table had a podcast. That was crazy.
You're right.
I know.
That's so crazy.
It's crazy.
Okay, so this episode is about transitions. Which we've talked about before. Seasons, transitions. We talk about those things a lot. So we like to share with you our journey. So yesterday, we did something we have been putting off for 21 years. And that is like officially networking, like going to an event for the purpose of networking. Like that was the sole purpose, really.
100%. Like there was no other reason to be where we were last night, which was extremely amazing. I mean, we were out in the San Diego Harbor in a big boat. It was kind of like one of those like dinner cruise boats.
And It was a yacht. No, not really a yacht. Because a yacht,
it was more of a dinner cruise boat type. Yeah. Because it was, it was totally a dinner cruise boat.
Yeah.
Because I didn't see like places where you could go sleep and stuff like that. Yeah.
So what this was, we were invited to go to this event. There's a group of other speakers, presenters, trainers, influencers. There's that word I hate.
Influencers.
You know what I mean? People who basically either maybe they're investors or they're business owners or they own software companies. And it was put together
by Keith Yackey and Pete Vargas.
Mm-hmm.
They hosted it along with a gentleman who sponsored it. It was the owner of ClickFunnels, which is...
So probably people, maybe you do or don't know them. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
They're just nice people. And it's funny because it's strange how when you make these transitions, like you have to almost see yourself in a different light. You have to shift your mindset. And in the past, anytime anyone sent an email or said, hey, we want to invite you guys to this or to that, we would almost get defensive.
Yeah, because we quickly come up with something like, nah, actually, we just got to the point where we just said, oh, no, that's okay. We're busy or we have something going on.
We got to the point where people stopped inviting us.
Stopped inviting us.
Because we always said, thank you so much for thinking of us. We're not interested. Whether it was being invited to a mastermind or a networking event, a seminar, a conference.
We were known for dinner parties. We were known for it.
Yeah.
I mean, the company that we partnered with to do all your fitness stuff, they knew that do not ask Brett and Chalene to go away on the weekends or go away for 3 or 4 days or whatever it might be, because we're going to say no.
I have to say shout out to Beachbody because they were always super respectful of that.
Beyond.
Shout out to Beachbody because they always were like, they understood that that was a commitment that we talked about in our very first meeting with them back in 2004. We said, we have a child. Do we have two then?
We had two.
Yeah, okay. Whoopsie, forgot.
Sierra was four. Sorry, Sierra, but your dad got you. Dad got your back. You know mom's bad with dates. Like she's still like trying to count on her toes. She's screwed now because we've been married for more than 20 years, so she's run out of fingers and toes.
I know how long we've been married.
How many years?
23 and a half, going on 24.
23 and a half.
It'll be 24 this month.
Yeah, March.
Yeah. Anyways, we would get emails or people would say things and we would both kind of get defensive, which, you know, when you're getting defensive, that you have your own issues. And our issues were that it was difficult to say no. And so when people would invite us, you kind of would get defensive because it was like, oh gosh, now I have to be in this uncomfortable position where we have to defend our priorities. Not defend them, but you know what I mean? Protect them.
And you know what? And a lot of these things that we said no to were things like you speaking that would move our business forward faster.
Mm-hmm.
And also you love speaking live from the stage.
Oh my gosh.
So we were saying no to something that you loved.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been really, you know, difficult. It would have been almost like equivalent to like in the middle of our marriage, but it did happen.
What?
But when I got asked to go coach at college level.
Yeah, yeah.
Three times. And the question was just, of course, that would just fuel my passion and that would be selfish for me, but it was kid raising time. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't about chasing whatever, you know, you wanted to go do. And so I know that was hard, especially for you, because I know that I still had that coaching outlet, coaching, volunteering at the high school and stuff. And you know, I had to say no to a lot of speaking gigs that I'm sure, you know, you wish you probably could have taken.
Oh, yeah. But I don't regret it because I don't miss. I mean, even if there was something I had to do that preoccupied me, I felt guilty even if I was home. So I couldn't imagine what it felt like to be away. And I feel like we've talked about this a lot lately. It's almost been like a theme in our podcast, but I feel like that's an important thing to do out of a sense of responsibility, because I know people watch us and I don't want them to think that is appropriate for their life if they have young children. And maybe it is. I don't know. I mean, I just don't want you to think, like, because I think we're probably about to do more of these things, more networking, more speaking, more just fun
travel
stuff.
And just, yeah, doing fun things that, you know, we probably have a nice good 10-year window to do a lot of stuff, you know.
What's going to happen at the end of 10 years?
I'm just throwing it out there. We'll probably reseason in about 5 years, 10 years.
Yeah.
Think about it again, you know, because at that point, maybe in 10 years, there could be grandbabies. I don't know.
Simmer down.
But you know what I'm saying. But here's the thing that we really want to get this point across.
Mm-hmm.
That it is a season for us, and we've done the you know, raising the children type season for us. So,
and that's a long season.
It's a long season. But here's the point. We did it for 21 years, and mm-hmm. we stayed home, and we figured it out how to do it and grow our business by staying home and being present and never missing anything.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do it too. You might not grow as fast. You might not grow as big, but you can still do it.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, the reward, like, I wouldn't change it for anything.
Agreed.
What we did. And the point is that 21 years later, we're still getting invited to network. So it doesn't go away.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
I mean, the first opportunity, you know, that we really had or like threw ourselves out there was this. And and I was kind of surprised, like hard to say yes, because we've been saying no
exactly
so long.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, so wait, we can say yes to, it's a Tuesday night. There's no one who has to get their homework done. We are our own bosses. Yes. I guess, and this is just down the street. I guess what we do here is we say yes, which is funny.
I'm glad we did, because it was great, and we met some really, really cool people. And I'm sure there was four or five people in that room that, you know, we're probably going to have do business with and connect with. And
I had so much fun.
Yeah, it was fun. There's good people on there that we really enjoy.
But let's talk about, if we can. We talked about this recently on Instagram Live, which, by the way, if you're not following us on Instagram, I'm Shalene Johnson. He's Brett Johnson with an 11 at the end. And we talked about this, and the question I saw coming up over and over in the feed was, okay, we are in that season, and this is hard, and I have so much guilt, and I'm so tired, and I feel so pulled to hustle harder because I want to make money at my business, and at the same time, I want to be present for my children. How did you do it? And your answer is?
Well, thinking back on all those times, there was lots of tired nights, and we wrote things down. We had a priority statement. So I think that's the first thing that you have to do. You have to sit down with your spouse or who's raising the kids with you and sit down and just write it out. Because once you put it on paper, then it becomes so much more clear, like what you're going to say yes to and what you're going to say no to. And then also you're going to structure like your time and your work. You just have to be way more organized.
Yeah.
You do. You have to be, I mean, when you have children, you have to be way more organized.
When you say write it down in a priority clarity statement, what we mean by that is we literally developed an exercise or a template that we've shared with a lot of other people. It's part of the foundation of smart success, where you decide together, collectively, if you can. Sometimes you have to do this individually and then come together and say, okay, here's my priority clarity statement. You know, let's talk about yours. And with a priority clarity statement, you start with the season that you're in. What is most important right now? And for us, that was family, which we both decided on. It might not be that for you. It might be finances. Even if you have a family, if you're about to file for bankruptcy, then what might be a priority?
Just getting out of debt.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's not cute to be, you know, trying to figure out where your family's going to live and how you're going to put food on the table.
You had a great word this weekend. And when you don't have kids and you don't have a season like we're in right now where there's not a bunch of distractions with kids' games and all those things that go on, is focus.
Yeah.
So when you have kids and that's one of your priorities, is to stay home with them and to raise them and to be at their games and to be at their plays and all that kind of good stuff, then you have to really focus. And it might mean not doing 20 things. It might mean doing one thing per month really good. Then the next month, you might be able to move on to something else or add something, but you really have to just focus.
And I think it's important to note that you have to have focus in more than one area, but it has to be defined. So we didn't just focus on kids. Let's be clear.
No,
we did not just focus on our kids. But what we did is we made them the priority. So we had to build boundaries around it, getting back to that template I was discussing. So we talked about what specifically did that look like? What times did we want to be on working on work? What time did work need to be shut down? How much travel was acceptable? What things were okay? What things did we both agree upon we would do and wouldn't do? And we put in writing, even though those things hadn't been presented to us. Like, before you have the opportunity, before the thing comes up, even like girls' trips or like guys' trips, you know, even those kinds of things, or we had limits on those. What type of big projects that we would agree to. We had like one big project per month is what we agreed to. And I don't just mean traveling, because you can have a big, huge project that takes you away even while you're at home.
While you're at home.
It takes your focus away.
Of course.
And another thing, we wanted to be at, both of us wanted to be there for all of their games, most of their practices. It was important to us that one or both of us were taking them to school and picking them up. Now, these are our things. It's not necessarily yours. we both agreed that if there was any kind of an opportunity that took me or you away for a number of weeks, or even, you know, more than a couple of days.
A couple of weeks, a couple of days. There's policy. And our policies got so ingrained into our lives that it filtered into our business to where, you know, Kristen, who has been working with us longer than anybody, I mean, she knows them. Like, she knew. She would know, like, oh, they
will clear the house out at 3 p.m.
Yes. Yep. She knows, like, at 2:55, it's time to clean up. Oh, I got 10 more things to do. Well, you better finish them at home.
Yeah.
Because when the kids walk through the door, everybody's gone. You know, and just
and our friends really respected it. Yeah. And, you know, we have friends who maybe they didn't have kids, but they understood that we did. And not everybody understands. You know, some people take it personally, or they just keep asking. And that's okay, because everyone has different priorities. But the one thing I think we want you to take away from this episode together is that it needs to be in writing.
Mm-hmm. 100%. And it needs to be revisited, you know.
Anytime there's a
change, or anytime there's a major change, or
like
kids are out of the house all of a sudden, or, you know, maybe it changes when, let's say you have two or three children and all of a sudden they're all playing sports, where before they weren't playing sports. So it has to change, because unless you want to, you know, really try to divide and conquer and that type of thing. So, and we did a lot of that divide and conquer, because we had a kid playing travel basketball and a kid playing travel soccer, and it was the same time. And boy, those Saturdays and Sundays, we were, you know, I remember numerous times, like, I'll wake up and take Sierra out to so-and-so, and then you can meet me there, and then we'll go back to where Brock is, and then back to, I mean, we were, like, travel, and we're not saying, like, everybody, a lot of parents do that. I'm just saying, we had it in writing exactly the way we were going to attack
it. And we adjusted it when there were changes. Like, I remember how exciting it was that we got to revise our priorities. I mean, like, our priority clarity statement, because I like to work and Brett likes to work. We love it. So it was exciting when suddenly they were like, Mom, Dad, don't come to practice. That's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Like, and so we were like, wow, we have these, you know, 2 hours in the evenings when they're doing their sports and they could both drive, that we could take a business conference call. It's a really long season, but don't forget, it has mini seasons within it if you have children. But you don't get to do it over again. And that's the one thing, I want this to be an important message to people, because everything else, there's going to be another opportunity to do it. There's never another opportunity to raise your kids.
No, you can't raise from birth until they're away and going to college.
You don't
get to rewind and go, oh, I'm going to do that over again. Or, you know what? I'm going to go do that conference over again. Or I'm going to do that speech again. Or I'm going to do that business deal again. You can do those again. You can reinvent yourself 100 times, but you can't reinvent your kids.
True. And those opportunities will come again. I mean, and if they don't, then they weren't meant to be.
100%.
As someone was saying on Instagram, like, I don't know, talking about how, like, you know, don't let anyone shame you into not being who you want to be, or, you know, step into your greatness and live your best life and be who you were meant to be.
Hustle.
Which is great, but if you said you wanted to be a parent, if that's what you wanted to be, then be a parent and just know it's not going to be easy. And it's hard, and it feels like it's lasting forever. And then all of a sudden, and I know you heard your parents say this. I remember my parents saying it. And to this day, they would say, oh, it goes so fast. Shalene, it goes so fast. And it did.
100%. I don't have one, like, one thank you card from a business person that I've saved. Mm-hmm. Like, somebody that's reached out and sent me a card or something nice. Like, hey, thank you so much for that on the business side. But I got all my cards from my kids.
Yep. Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Yep.
Anyway, so that's what we've been up to, and we just want to remind you that whatever season you're in, don't be afraid to change. Don't be afraid to put things in writing so that you have clarity, and decisions are no longer difficult when you have a priority clarity statement. Thank you so much for being in the car with us.
Have an amazing weekend.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you Monday. Love you. Mean it. Bye.
Bye-bye.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.